Well, right here, we normally talk racing, and we'll do that. We'll continue on. But today is an important day that we need to be aware all year round, not just today, but we need to look around, make sure that people are okay. It's Are You Okay Day. When you walk around your work, or whether you're at the stables or going to the races, racing is a 24/7 game. And there are times where all of us, feel the ups and downs very much, and we've got to be mindful of our working colleagues along with yourself. Catherine Newton is the CEO of Are You Okay, which is today, and Catherine's joining us. Morning, Catherine.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
No, very much appreciate you coming on. As I said in the introduction, racing is a 24/7 game. People get really busy. They have ups and downs, whether their horses run okay or whether their rides are okay, whether they're working properly. Very much people have to be mindful of people around them.
That's right. And asking, are you okay, is an indicator that someone's there to support, that someone cares, and importantly, that someone spotted the signs that someone might be struggling. That's our theme for this year, trusting your gut instinct, trusting the signs that you're seeing, and meaningfully reaching out to say, hey, are you okay?
What should people look for? I mean, sometimes, we all go through the downs in particular. Can I say, what do we look for?
Yep, it's a great question. So the signs that we're helping people to pop on their radar are three things: what someone might be saying, what someone might be doing, or what's happening in their life. So if we consider what someone might be saying, perhaps some examples are they're sounding more confused or irrational. They're saying that perhaps they feel alone, or they don't feel that there's a future or there's hope or value in what they're doing. Or a big one is that they feel like they're a burden to others. People would be better off without them. If we think about what they might be doing, maybe they're performing differently at work. Maybe they're just not themselves. Perhaps they're withdrawing. They're not turning up to things. Or maybe they're just not loving and enjoying the things that they normally do. Maybe there's mood swings, changes in sleep or eating patterns. These are things we can look out for. And of course, like you said, we all go through ups and downs, and we're human. Sadly, we're all going to grieve because we're going to lose people. There's relationship breakdowns, money troubles, job stresses, study pressures, becoming a parent. These are all big things that happen in life. And if we know that someone's going through one of those moments, take the time to genuinely reach out to say, hey, I know it's a tough time for you right now. Are you okay?
And this can be from a leading trainer to a leading jockey, or a stable person that gets up at 3 o'clock every morning to go and work and muck out boxes, make sure their horse that they love is 100%. I mean, it can cover so many people within the racing game.
Absolutely. It's for all walks of life. We know that mental illness, suicidality, and these life events that we just spoke about, being human, they don't go away overnight, and they don't discriminate. It's for people from all walks of life, like we said, all professions and all ages and all demographics. It's simply a case of being a friend, being a family member, being a colleague, and wanting that person to know that you are there. And if they say, I'm fine, and you know they're not, then you can dig a bit deeper. You can say, look, this is what I'm seeing. You're saying you're fine, but this is why I'm asking you. And you know what? If this was me, you'd be asking me the same question. So when you're ready, I'm here for you.
And Catherine, in regard to sometimes when you have to go through something like this, that it might be your daughter, it might be your son, it might be someone very close to you. There must be times where people go, how do I deal with this? I'm not used to dealing with this. How do I deal with it?
They do. You're right. And I think what we can all help with is to share with people that the services like Beyond Blue, Lifeline, Suicide Callback, Men's Line, Kids Line, they're also there for someone if you're worried about someone. So it's not just there for the people who need help. It's actually for those people like us if we're worried about someone. Pick up the phone, get online, get on an online forum, and actually say, look, I'm worried about someone. Can someone just hear me out? Or can you give me some tips?
So we urge people to keep an eye, and this is today is Are You Okay Day, but we need to be thinking of this all year round.
That's right. It's a question for every day. Today's our National Day of Action. It's a day where we remind people to check in with those in their world. But it's about building a culture. It's about building this culture of supportive, of a supportive peer culture. It's around schools, workplaces and in community, a question for any day of the year.
Yeah, it is for sure. Think of it today. Have a look around. You might just notice someone that could be different in some way. Just walk up to them. Put your arm around them. Are you okay? It's simple. It is so simple. I mean, I'm nearly 58 that I think I'm old enough to be able to walk up to someone and put your arm around it. But if someone is listening to us that may be 25 or 18, feel comfortable. We need to help people that may be going through this.
Absolutely. It's about having that confidence. So try to get over your barrier. This is about them, not you. Yeah. So it's about listening to them. It's about thinking about how they're doing. And you know what? More often than not, people will, you know, I've never heard anyone say to me, I regret asking, you know, whether someone opened up or not. But they, you know, it's about doing the right thing and giving someone the respect to talk and also giving them the respect that it may take time for them to get some professional help. It takes a lot for someone to have that courage. But just persevere, be with them and let them know that you're there.
There is a website that I know that's active. It's simply RU, which is the letter U. So it's ruok.org.au, ruok.org.au. If you're a trainer and you have many staff members under you and you're concerned, then that page is there. Obviously, we urge people, if you feel down and you don't know how to sort of deal with things, then Lifeline is obviously there. But you can gain a lot of information today or any other day by going to that website, ruok.org.au. Catherine, thank you very much for coming on. I hope it's in some way a very successful day today. It's always delicate when you're talking about mental issues and the like, but let's hope that today achieves a great deal going forward.
Thank you. We know this day can be difficult for some if someone's, you know, if they don't have anyone in their world to ask them if they're okay. But this is about hope and it's about prevention, preventing further tragedies. So, it's a national day and a big day.
Good on you. Thanks very much, Catherine.
Thank you.